Isaiah, chapter 27. In that day Yahweh with his hard and great and strong sword will punish Leviathan the swift serpent, and Leviathan the crooked serpent, and he will slay the monster that is in the sea. In that day, a pleasant vineyard, sing to it. I Yahweh am its keeper, I will water it every moment, or else any will hurt it, I will keep it night and day. Wrath is not in me, oh that the briars and thorns were against me in battle. I would march on them, I would burn them together. Otherwise let him take hold of my strength, that he may make peace with me, yes, let him make peace with me. In days to come Jacob will take root, Israel will blossom and bud, and they will fill the face of the world with fruit. Has he struck them as he struck those who struck them? Or are they slain according to the slaughter of those who were slain by them? In measure, when you send them away, you contend with them, he has removed them with his rough blast in the day of the east wind. Therefore by this will the iniquity of Jacob be forgiven, and this is all the fruit of taking away his sin, that he makes all the stones of the altar as chalkstones that are beaten in sunder, so that the Asherim and the sun images will rise no more. For the fortified city is solitary, a habitation deserted and forsaken, like the wilderness, there the calf will feed, and there he will lie down, and consume its branches. When its boughs are withered, they will be broken off, the women will come, and set them on fire, for it is a people of no understanding, therefore he who made them will not have compassion on them, and he who formed them will show them no favor. And it will come to pass in that day, that Yahweh will beat off his fruit from the flood of the river to the brook of Egypt, and you will be gathered one by one, O you sons of Israel. And it will come to pass in that day, that a great trumpet will be blown, and they will come who were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and those who were outcasts in the land of Egypt, and they will worship Yahweh in the holy mountain at Jerusalem.